Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
When we talk about the Holy Spirit, we're talking about God. When we talk about the Son, we're talking about who? God. Okay, I want to lay that down. Now, here's the other thing when we talk about God. Omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient. That's God. God is omnipotent. And you hear that word, but sometimes they don't break that word down. Omnipotent means he has no limits. God is omnipotent. He has no limit. I'm giving you the meaning. There is no boundary to God. You and I have limit. God has no limit. So the English word says he is omnipotent. He goes beyond human comprehension. He is all powerful. There's no limit to his power. God is what? All powerful. No limit to his power. Okay, so you get that one. The omnipotent. Let's look at omniscience. Omniscience means all knowing. He knows everything. God knows everything. He knows the past, he knows the present, and he knows the future. He knows it all, so you can't hide. David, let us see. David says, where shall I go from God? Well, you know, God knows. And we know that too. That's why when we like to pray in secret. We like to pray in secret. Why? Because we can tell God now everything. You know why we can tell him everything? Because we know he knows everything. We know he knows everything. God knows everything. He knows what we do. He knows the past. He knows the present. And he knows the future. The last one is omnipresent. Omnipresent. Omnipresence means God is everywhere. Everywhere. Wherever you go, what happened? God is there. So stop saying, I'm going to church because you're going to meet God. Yeah, God is at church where God was writing your car to. You know, God was right in your house. God was in a grocery store. But your issue, you're not aware. That's your issue. That's why you ought to clap for that. That's the issue. Somebody get it. You're not aware of his presence. That's it. He's everywhere. David says, where shall I go from the presence of God? If I go to the bottom of the sea, he's there. If I crawl upon the rock, he's there. If I go to Mars, he's there. Wherever I go, he's there. That's the omnipresence of God. That's God. Now, we know that is God. And Jesus told us now. So here's where I'm going. Jesus told us that it is expedient for me to go because a replacer is coming. And the replacer is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. And Jesus says, he will be a teacher. He'll be a what? A teacher. And Jesus says, he will be with you always. Because he is omnipresent. The three attributes that I just showed you, that's the Holy Spirit. But most time in church, we do a misjustice to people when we teach them. We let you think Holy Spirit only come to let you speak in tongues. We don't really teach you that the Holy Spirit is God, my friend. He comes to live where? In your spirit. That's it. He comes to live where? In your spirit. And when he lives in your spirit, now he can teach you all things and you can bring the flesh under subjection. That's what it is. Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. Let's look at what John 14, 16, and 17 says. And I will pray. Jesus is talking. And I will pray the Father that he give you another helper that he may abide with you forever. Abide mean abode, live in you, not outside of you. You want to hear a mistake that church people make? I ain't feel the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit not there. Really? No, you're going to teach them now. The Holy Spirit don't come to building. I have good news for you. News flash. The Holy Spirit doesn't come to building. The Holy Spirit comes to body. So if you are a believer, he is in your spirit. And if you show up at celebration, he's there. When I walk in here this morning, the Holy Spirit comes. Because he's with me. Hallelujah. So let us be aware of your presence. It's all over this place, but you're not aware of the present. I'm not feeling anything. You're right, because you ain't got him. How are you going to feel something if you don't have it? I ain't feeling it. But you don't got it. That's why you're not feeling it. Let him in, and then you feel it. Are you guys getting it? Yeah. Let him in. And you want to feel the Holy Spirit? Let him in. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if anyone hears my voice and opens, I will come in and I will have fellowship with him. Let him in. Let him in. How about that? Let him in. Oh man, I'm enjoying this teaching. Are you enjoying the word of God? Amen. You gotta teach you the word of God so you don't get all condemned. They have the spirit and I don't have the spirit. No, that's not how it works. It don't work that way. Amen. No one have more spirit than no person. It's one spirit, one Lord, one God, amen. One faith. Look at verse 17 of that same scripture. It says, the spirit of what? Truth. Okay. So there's a spirit of what? Lie. If there's a spirit of truth, the opposite means there's a spirit of lie. So we got to be careful. We got to be careful that we have the spirit of what? Truth. And not the spirit of lie. And the Bible warned us. It says there are a lot of false prophets. They're out there. You got to be careful. And it sounds like truth, but it's not truth. Like I always says, it sounds good, you know? It says, I was in church and it was so good. It really sounds good, but it neither sound nor good. Because when you put it to the test, you got nothing. I'm just teaching. That's it. I'm just teaching. Because when it sound good and you get it, you produce good. That's when you know. That's when you can say, I love it. Because there's a change in my life. The things I used to do, I do them no more. Place I used to go, I go there no more. The effectiveness of a teaching or something is when it's applied to you. You apply it and it changes you. You apply it. Like I said, you put off your former conduct. Are you getting it? You getting it over here? And then, Sunday morning, you excited. I got to go to church. I got to get his word. Somebody called, no, I'm going to church. I see you after church. That's how it works. I see you after church. The Holy Spirit now lives inside of you, not outside. Ooh. You see, this knowledge I didn't have a long time. So I think the Holy Spirit was outside of me. No. So that's why Mark said, you have to catch the Holy Spirit. Because I let him say, the Holy Spirit is inside of you, the believer. So they're talking about being filled with the Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit comes into the human spirit and fill me. And now start to teach me. And now I have power. I'm going to show you the power of a spirit-filled believer. Because he's led by the Spirit. His life is controlled by the Spirit. And you don't have to beg. God bless those people. I know they're going to heaven. But when they go to heaven, oh, send me back, God. Send me back. Let me go tell them they don't have to tarry. There's so many good mama up in heaven who want to come back to tell us, you don't have to tarry. Just arm up your spirit and the Holy Spirit will come in. In those days, they spend hours and hours and hours and they're begging, Holy Spirit, please, Holy Spirit, come. You know, in my country, in Jamaica, they have a tarry night. It's true. True thing. And the lady tarry never get filled. Next tarry night, they have nothing. And every time you come, fill me, Holy Spirit. Fill me, Holy Spirit. So a lady was in there always, listen. She gets sick of it. She says, she leak. She said, Lord, no good. You don't have to fill her. She's leaking. Rabbi, come. Are you guys? So every time you get filled, and she leaves the church, you run right back out. You can't. Don't use the filling. My friend, the Holy Spirit come once and for all to the believer. You are, he doesn't come to unbelievers. So you got to get it right. Amen? In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. He who comes to God must first believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make Your Day Count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.